Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, hello. I am Matt Williamson. First day into my 45th year after yesterday being my birthday. Did day two of Steeler minicamp this week, and I'll be back tomorrow to finish that up. Actually, it's OTAs. Not that big a difference. And I think I'm going back next week for minicamp. Whatever. We have been doing this series of the best of every position. We're down to three left. We've got linebackers. We've got safeties. We've got corners. That is going to be the rest of our week. Today is linebackers. And by linebackers, the linebackers are a little easier to define than the defensive guys in the front. Basically, guys that play at the second level, that back the line. You know, we're not, Von Miller isn't a linebacker to me anymore, even though he might have LB or OLB next to his name. These are guys that play off the line of scrimmage most of the time, but they're not members of the secondary. Okay? Fair enough. My can't miss or just missed list for that was Derek Johnson. He's had a great career, might be slipping just a little. He barely missed. Danzel Perryman wasn't really in the top 10 consideration, but a guy I like a lot, and I think so has a bright future. Telvin Smith's a real run-and-hit guy for Jacksonville. Real good player. Anthony Barr, I think, might even be better if he was used more on the line of scrimmage. Didn't have a great year, but I think he's a real high-quality player. Love Thomas Davis. Wanted to put him on the list. He was a just missed. I just couldn't take anybody off the list that I had on above him. Basically, the same is true for Lavonte David as well, and KJ Wright, and Navarro Bowman. You know, all those guys have been high-quality players for some time. If I was doing a top 15, they probably would be on there. They definitely would be on there. But you can only pick 10. Alec Ogletree, I think he's ready to step up as well. Shaq Thompson was the other one that just missed. And, you know, he doesn't play quite as much as those other guys, but really talented, just kind of is blocked right now. We're brought to you by ZipRecruiter today. I'll tell you a little bit more about them in a moment. My number 10 linebacker, not a household name. I'm sure some of you will dispute that, you know, the Derek Johnsons and Thomas Davis deserve to be there more than Jarrell Freeman. But I thought he had a great year, and you know they're trying to kind of mimic what they had in San Francisco with Bowman and Willis, with Trevathan and Freeman, and they're not, you know, Hall of Fame, you know, consistent Pro Bowl types, but they're quality inside linebackers. The Bears have improved that position quite a bit. Freeman is very good against the pass, very good against the run, just doesn't show up on the highlight tape as much as some of these other guys. But a big-time player that, again, is very much in that underrated category. A name that could be considered overrated, underrated, whatever, is Jamie Collins. I have him at 9. A unique player in that he's immensely talented. Came into the league more as like a 3-4 outside linebacker, pass rusher type. Has adjusted and plays in space really well. Plays in reverse. Can freelance a little, but I mean, if you want somebody to match up man coverage and skill for skill with some of today's tight ends, he's right there in the mix, or rush off the edge. Jamie Collins is immensely talented. I'm curious to see, will his career take a big step forward with, you know, Greg Williams there and more around him? Interesting to know. I'm interested to see, does his career kind of, you know, level out, or does he take another step forward with more people around him? But I do want to tell you about ZipRecruiter. You know, whether it's football, basketball, or baseball as your sport of choice, you know the key to winning is a strong roster. And great coaches know that having the right players come from scouting in all the right places. Finding great talent for your business really isn't any different. You can't find the best candidates by posting your job on one site. You need to post on all the top job sites, and now you can with ZipRecruiter. At ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job offering to over 100 job sites with just one click, and then their powerful technology efficiently matches up the right people to your position. That's why ZipRecruiter is different. Now, unlike other job sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you, it finds them. In fact, over 80% of jobs posted on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just 24 hours. That's rather amazing. No juggling emails or calls to your service or to your office. Simply screen, rate, and manage candidates all in one place with ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use dashboard. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by businesses of all sizes nationwide. And here's what you got to do. All my listeners can start forming their own winning team on ZipRecruiter for free. And this is how you do it. You go to ZipRecruiter.com/LONFL. That's ZipRecruiter.com/LONFL. And you get to try it for free today. ZipRecruiter.com/LONFL. What's up? Our thanks to ZipRecruiter and all our many folks sponsoring the Locked On podcast right now. It's growing well, like I said. Keep the reviews coming in and the feedback. I know it's somewhat of a down time of the year, but we're doing lists. We're going to do maybe some Hall of Fame talk. A lot of upcoming things are bouncing around in my noodle. A villain number one in my hometown is number 8, Vontaze Burfict. And I think some of his antics on the field, and I do think he's the dirtiest player in the league, and whether I lived in Cincinnati or Saskatchewan or whatever, I believe that to be true. But I also think he's very good at what he does, and is an impact player, and is a downhill player, and is a punisher, and has a good feel and vision and understands the position well and excels against the run. I think some of his antics and reputation get in the way of him being a high quality player. Speaking of my hometown, Paul Posluszny grew up here and did my best to get him to go to Pitt, end up ultimately losing out to him going to Penn State. That was one of the heartbreakers of my recruiting career. We were as close as could be. But he's still playing really, really well. And, you know, you had Miles Jack and Smith, who I mentioned, and they drafted a kid this year who I like, and you keep thinking, boy, they're going to push Paul out. But I don't think so. I mean, I think he's going to quarterback a very good defense with a lot of new parts over the last couple of years in Jacksonville for the foreseeable future. He still is a very, very good player. He's had a heck of a career. I mean, man, I recruited him, 13 years ago or something, and yeah, he's been highly successful, to say the least. Dante Hightower I have at 6. He's a little different than some of the guys on this list in that he's heavier, more physical, can blitz off the edge, is a great interior blitzer, powerful player, downhill thumper, drive through you. I like Hightower a lot. Obviously, the Patriots do too. They gave him pretty big money after he tested the market for a little while. More or less predictably came home to a team that obviously knows him better than anybody and didn't want to lose him. So Hightower is a foundation piece for the best team in the league. C.J. Mosley kind of had that rough mantle of being the next Ray Lewis. And nobody's going to be the next Ray Lewis. But I think Mosley had somewhat of a down year last year. Two years ago. And last year rebounded very strong. I think he's, like Posluszny, is going to be the leader of one of the best defenses in the league. Does it all well. I don't know that he has a strength that makes you jump up and down. But a high-quality guy in all facets of second-level linebacking play. Speaking of hometown, and he was drafted right a couple picks different from C.J. Mosley, is Ryan Shazier. He's a little more inconsistent, I would say, than most of the players on this list. But I would also say that his highs are maybe higher than anybody on this list. Probably the fastest of anyone on this list. Maybe the most athletic of anyone on this list. An explosive player who's getting better and better. needs to stay on the field. I mean, to me, that's his number one negative, and become a little more consistent for sure. But, I mean, I really think he has defensive MVP-type potential. Bobby Wagner has been a rock on an awesome defense for a long time. By no means has he dropped off. You can make the argument that he should be number two on this list and is possibly the second best second level defender of this generation. Is Bobby Wagner on pace for a Hall of Fame career? I don't think that's crazy talk. He does everything well. I mean, he's what you're looking for in a middle linebacker. Maybe I was a little partial to Sean Lee, who I think I've told you he grew up very, very close to where I'm sitting right now and went to grade school where my kids are currently in grade school. I tried to get him to go to Pitt. That wasn't happening either. He was a safety here at Upper St. Clair where I live. And obviously the big negative with him, much more so than even Shazier, is durability. But I think that defense is a average to above average one when he's on the field and a well below average one when he's off the field. And you could say that about other guys on this list for sure. But I think he's a great player when he's out there. He just isn't out there enough. He plays the pass extremely well. He reads things well. He's a better athlete than given credit for. Great against the run. Exceptional tackler. Leader. Smart. All those good things. And he's, frankly, is a guy I root for because of that. And so does my son. And, you know, he's kind of a big name around here, of course. No surprise, number one guy on the list is Luke Kuechly. I mentioned Ray Lewis. I think Kuechly's in that conversation. You know, like, I think Kuechly's better than Patrick Willis. I think he's better than Urlacher. I think he's on an all-time great pace, a Hall of Fame pace. An unbelievable athlete, an unbelievable mind, an unbelievable pass defender, an unbelievable run defender, a good blitzer, a leader. I mean, he's how you draw it up. I mean, he's a superstar. I mean, you know, you look across this list of, you know, the J.J. Watt and Gronks and, you know, players that were easily to put in the number one spot for their respective position groups that we did. All right. Tomorrow, we are going to do safeties. The day after that, we will do corners. And that will conclude our service for this evening, your viewing pleasure. Stop back tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel. I am Matt Williamson. Over and out.
Support for this podcast comes from NetSuite. NetSuite lets you run your business from your phone, so you can see what's going on with your company in real time. Go to netsuite.com/podcast to get your free guide and find out why NetSuite is the last business system you'll ever need.